You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival featuring the percussionist Jason Truding, Saturday, February 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. There we listened to Dmitry Yablonsky, who was both cellist and conductor of the Russian Philharmonic in that Rondo for Cello and Orchestra in G minor, composed by Antonin Dvorak, to open things up in our noon hour of classical music on a Thursday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, very glad to have joined you. Coming up, really looking forward to what we have today. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra has some music a bit later that simply exudes charm. It's from composer Hugo Wolf in his famous Italian Serenade. We have as well the Scottish National Orchestra with an orchestral fantasy that was written by Alexander Glazunov, sort of as a tribute to Richard Wagner. We'll listen later to The Sea here on Kansas Public Radio. The Scottish National Orchestra is ready with a performance now. Conductor Martin Yates and music composed in 1901, an early piece by English composer Rayfawn Williams, whose title tells you all about the music's vibe. We'll listen next to The Bucolic Suite on Kansas Public Radio. An early orchestral creation from 1901 by Rayfawn Williams called The Bucolic Suite, performed by the Scottish National Orchestra, led by conductor Martin Yates, today on Kansas Public Radio. The Scottish National Orchestra has another performance for us this hour in just a few minutes with an orchestral fantasy called The Sea from Alexander Glazunov, still to come here on KPR. Well, by now, you've no doubt heard the news. About half the country right now is bracing for a major winter storm that's going to be rolling through this weekend. Here for us in northeast and east central Kansas, that's going to mean heavy snow and bitterly cold wind chills. Right now on the KU campus, it's 36 degrees, and we're on our way to a high of 41. But by this evening, temperatures are going to start to drop to a significant degree, a low of 6 tonight, with wind chills as cold as 6 below. Tomorrow's going to be a bitterly cold day, cloudy skies, a high of about 11, and wind chills as cold as 12 below. And it is about Friday evening that we're expecting the snow to start to fall. A 90% chance of snow Friday evening, with accumulation expected, and an 80% chance of snow all throughout Saturday. Could see 5 to 7 inches of accumulation here in the Lawrence area. If you're a bit more south in the KPR listening area around Emporia, your totals could be even higher. But major snow, bitterly cold wind chills, that's essentially the story for this weekend. The KPR listening area under a winter storm watch that will, in all likelihood, be upgraded to a winter storm warning by about Friday evening. You want to make your preparations right now to limit travel. Be prepared to hunker down for a day or two. Do whatever you can to take the necessary arrangements for this very significant winter event starting about Friday and Friday evening. We have the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra with something next from an Austrian composer of the 19th century by the name of Hugo Wolf, who's particularly noted for his Lieder or art songs. Well, we'll listen to a famous piece of his that exudes charm, his Italian Serenade in G, next on KPR. The Italian Serenade in G from Austrian composer Hugo Wolf, played by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. About 12:44 now, and NPR News waiting us at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local, KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at fullcirclesustainability.org. We have got another performance by the Scottish National Orchestra for you now. Music by composer Alexander Glazunov, written in 1889. Richard Wagner had passed away a few years before that, and Glazunov wrote this orchestral fantasy as a bit of a tribute to Wagner, composing it in something resembling a Wagnerian style. This is called The Sea, in the key of E major on KPR. An orchestral fantasy called La Mer, or The Sea, from Alexander Glazunov, composed in 1889, a bit of a tribute to Richard Wagner, who had passed away about 6 years previous to that composition, and a performance by the Scottish National Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. 1 p.m. now, and stay tuned next for NPR News. We've got quite a few wonderful things in the next hour in store for you, such as a Handel Harp Concerto, Boccherini's Fandango Quintet, and a little place, three places actually, Green Places by flutist Gary Shocker, all on the way on KPR. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan.
First, for NPR News, I'm Patty White in Portland, Maine.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The orchestra of the 18th century there with some 18th century music, contradance and rondo, from French composer Jean-Philippe Rameau from Les Boreades. Franz Bregan conducting the orchestra of the 18th century today on Kansas Public Radio. More classical music for a Thursday afternoon. On the way, I'm Jeff Watson. Bringing you later, Luigi Boccherini's Fandango Quintet. Guitar Quintet number 4 with the Bingham String Quartet, as well as the Beauty in America Orchestra, with some music written back in 2009. That invites us to take a fresh look at our rolling hills, gardens, and countrysides. We'll hear something called Green Places, a sort of flute concerto by the flutist and composer Gary Shocker. That's on the way on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Next on KPR is a lovely harp concerto in B-flat major, music by George Friedrich Handel, played by the Paillard Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Jean-Francois Paillard, with harpist Lily Laskine, next on KPR. The Paillard Chamber Orchestra, conductor Jean-Francois Paillard, and harpist Lily Laskine, in George Friedrich Handel's Harp Concerto, in B-flat major, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:22, and ahead in the second half of the hour, we've got another concerto for you, one for flute and orchestra, composed not too long ago, in fact, back in 2009, by the American flutist and composer Gary Shocker, called Green Places. It's quite tranquil and lovely. It'll be along in just a bit, here on KPR. Before we continue, though, another look at the developing weather situation. An updated forecast from the National Weather Service in Topeka confirms pretty much what we all suspected, and that is that the KPR listening area is now officially under a winter storm warning, one that is going to go into effect 6 p.m. Friday evening and last until 6 p.m. Sunday. During that period, we can expect bitter cold temperatures, freezing wind chills, and heavy snow. Right now on the KU campus, it's 38 degrees, and we're on our way to a high of 41 today, but we're going to see the drop in temperature starting this evening. By tonight, we'll have a low temperature of 6 with wind chills as cold as minus 6. And Friday is going to be a bitterly cold day, a temperature around 11 with minus 12 wind chills potential. And the snow is going to begin to drop on Friday evening. We have a 90% chance of heavy snow starting Friday night, wind chills as cold as 17 below, and an 80% chance of heavy snow occurring pretty much all day on Saturday. Around the Lawrence area, we could see as much as 7 inches of accumulation, and if you're a little bit south of Lawrence in Emporia and Chanute, your local amounts could be even higher. But basically, terrible wind chills and heavy snow. That's about the story for this weekend. You want to take preparations now to be ready to hunker down for perhaps a day or two over this weekend. And keep it tuned here to KPR as we bring you the latest on the developing picture. We have guitarist Jason Carter and the Bingham String Quartet next to give us Fandango, Boccherini's Guitar Quintet No. 4 on Kansas Public Radio. Jason Carter and the Bingham String Quartet with Fandango, Luigi Boccherini's Guitar Quintet No. 4 on Kansas Public Radio. Listen tonight for a special Fantango, a fantasy plus tango, for trumpet, horn, and piano during tonight's Classics Live broadcast at 7, with three faculty members tonight from the KU School of Music playing the Doreen Morande Professional Recital Series. Classics Live is tonight at 7 on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. You know, classical music doesn't just refer to music written centuries ago. What we'll listen to next was written back in 2009 by the American flutist and composer Gary Schocker. This is some music that he composed to invite the listener to take a fresh look at the rolling hills, the gardens, and the countrysides. This is called Green Places for flute and orchestra. Flutist Carol Auld with the Beauty in America Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Beauty in America Orchestra, flutist Carol Auld and conductor Eric Jacobson in the flute concerto Green Places by flutist and composer Gary Schocker on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 467 points, or nearly 1%. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Rochester Pops there, under conductor Frederick Fennell, and music from Percy Grainger, one of his tunes that I've always found a great deal of fun, called Shepherd's Hay, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson. And a little bit more classical music is in store for your Thursday afternoon before All Things Considered at 3 p.m. Coming up, we've got a Chopin keyboard rondo, one that we'll hear in a bit of a novel presentation, though, for guitar trio. Then the Hong Kong Philharmonic with a music, a suite for violin from one of Russia's mighty handful of 19th century composers, a suite later by Cesar Cui, coming up on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. And the Lead Center in the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival, featuring percussionist Jason Truding on Saturday, February 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Next on KPR, we have music for you from a 19th century Italian composer, one with a wicked cool name, Saverio Mercadante, who was a composer of operas during the time of Bellini, Rossini, and Donizetti, and although he never achieved the same fame in his lifetime, he was quite popular in his own day in the mid-19th century. He was also a composer of pieces for the wind instruments, in particular the flute, as well as the following clarinet concerto in B-flat major, Richard Schumacher and the Master Players with Carl Lister playing clarinet. On Kansas Public Radio. The Master Players, conducted by Richard Schumacher, and Carl Lister playing clarinet in a clarinet concerto from 19th century Italian composer Saverio Mercadante, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's 2:25 and about 10 minutes away from the Hong Kong Philharmonic and a violin suite from composer Cesar Cui still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Newbon House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at newbonhouse.com. Better make your preparations right now for a weekend of major winter weather. A winter storm warning is going to be in effect for pretty much the entire KPR listening area, Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. That warning is going to go into effect noon on Friday and 6 p.m. Friday for pretty much everywhere else and last through Sunday. Tonight, temperatures are going to grow bitter cold with sub-zero wind chills, and by tomorrow a high of 11 and wind chills as cold as between 18 and 20 below for northeast and east central Kansas. And by Friday evening, the snow starts to fall. We'll see major accumulation, depending on where you are in the KPR listening area, 4 to 8 inches of snow possible on Friday and into Saturday. Areas south of Lawrence could see totals beyond that, but the long story short is bitter cold wind chills and heavy snow. That's the story for this weekend, starting by about Friday afternoon into evening and lasting through Sunday. We have with us next the Amsterdam Guitar Trio, with a keyboard rondo written by Chopin. Here's an arrangement for Guitar Trio on Kansas Public Radio. And there you had the Amsterdam Guitar Trio's arrangement and performance of a keyboard rondo in C major by Friedrich Chopin, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:37 now. And at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight at 7 p.m., we'll have Classics Live and an hour of music from 8 to 9 p.m., all tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Dangerous winter weather is in the forecast for this weekend. As you've probably heard, a winter storm warning going into effect for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties at noon on Friday to last until noon on Sunday, and a winter storm warning for pretty much everywhere else, 6 p.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Sunday. Over the weekend, starting on Friday evening, we can expect very heavy snowfall and dangerous wind chills. You're going to make your preparations now for a weekend of winter weather. We've got the Hong Kong Philharmonic and conductor Kenneth Schermerhorn and violinist Takako Nishizaki with us next for music from one of Russia's 19th century mighty handful composers, Suite Concertante for Violin by Cesar Cui, next on KPR. Suite Concertante by composer Cesar Cui with the Hong Kong Philharmonic and violinist Takako Nishizaki on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting a screening of the documentary Unbroken, featuring Free State Festival founder Marlo Angel and director Beth Lane, January 22nd, 6 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org, and Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week January 15th through the 25th. Details, including participating restaurants and event menus, online at explorelawrence.com. It's 3 o'clock.